Welcome to the Space Show, Giovanni and Lydia. Now, Giovanni, we've got a fantastic exhibition on down at Aegis Gallery in Elsenwick. Could you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Yes, so I and Lydia, we met a long time ago. We are very friends for a long time ago, and we thought to create this exhibition of Earl's beautiful landscape and beautiful piece of art reproducing kind of galaxy universe, and I try to do that in my subconsciously way, so that's why I call Subconscious Galaxy number 1 to 12. And basically I was always fascinated about universe, galaxy, and that was the place that I want to create my artwork, because it gives me so much freedom, so much inspiration, and it seems like it doesn't give me any end, so it's very free for me to feel up there and be myself and be very connected with my painting and with what is out there in the sky. So it's very mysterious and very curious to imagine what might be there in another place. So that's basically it's my drive in my paint, is my passion and my curiosity to place like universe, the galaxy.
Do you take realistic scenes and then sort of do your interpretation of it, or do you just do it entirely from your imagination?
Basically, they are from entirely subconscious, also from my true imagination. It's I know how they are, planets, kind of landscape, universe landscape, kind of nebulosa, so other image from the sky. But I know that from internet, from different picture. Anyway, nowadays people knows about it is the real picture of the universe, but I always try to do things, translate things in my way, so I can feel very original and very happy of what it might be in my subconscious. I try to blend different emotion and different image, and then convert in my own way what is the real, and then make my own picture.
Because I noticed that one of your paintings looks very much like a moon of Jupiter. It's called Io, and it's a volcanic moon, and it looks like a pizza pie. And you've captured the colours of that quite well, and in the background there are colours which could represent the swirling gases of Jupiter itself. That would be an accident then, or not deliberate?
Accident. 100% accident. Because also most of the time, as I say also to my other friends, artists, and my best friends here, Lydia, the other artists, I can't really copy something. It's just more hard to me copy something from the real things. It's too doesn't give me the same freedom, and then at the end it's not original. So what's the point?
Yes. How do you start a painting like that? Do you start with an idea of a colour or an idea of a theme? Or
Most of the time I start with kind of idea, but I don't really stick with my first idea. I mean, I have a different vision of colours and shape and forms and line, but seems like the real works happen when it's kind of process. I start to put colors and different medium on the canvas, and then I let the canvas talk to me in the way that there is different shade, different light, different things. So I try to emphasize different points that are more stronger, and so I try to connect what is in myself, all my different emotion, different things that I want to put on the canvas, what I really want to communicate. And then, so most of the time it's a kind of works of listen and communicate, interact with the canvas and with me. So it's a process of different layer, multi-layer works, and then at the end you get a beautiful picture at the end.
Now, what did the people at your opening last Saturday, what did they say about your paintings?
Oh, they were very, I mean, they were different kind of feedback, but most of them, they were very positive, especially because they found themselves connected with my paints in the way they are very, there is lots of energy and movement on my painting, very inspiring. I mean, it's something that as many people, I think they had the need to disconnect themselves from this kind of system that is so robotical, so full of rules, and so I think they find very inspiring to see something very, very, very powerful, and in the same time with not kind of strict rules, something that they were very happy, very happy, yeah.
Do you do any other types of painting, Giovanni?
Not really at the moment. At the moment, I'm very into this type of works. But also, I do in my past. Also, I used to do also landscape, Tuscany landscape, also other kind of abstract works. And in somehow, anyway, they helped me to improve my skill and become more versatile, more open to arts, yeah.
And what in your childhood prompted you to become an artist?
Sorry?
Why did you become an artist?
Why? It's a big need of the the soul. It's very hard to really say why. What is the really reason why I choose? I think it's something that every human being has a kind of seeds inside, and then it's... The more you feel this seed that they need to grow, so the more you connect with this strong feeling about communicate. In my case, it's to communicate visually. So you can't really cheat yourself. It's like at the end you have to surrender and really surrender. I think it's a good word. Surrender and listen yourself. Be connected with yourself and be what you. Your soul, your spirits, your system is telling to be. So I'm quite happy to be an artist.
And you grew up in Tuscany?
Close to Tuscany, Abruzzo, a little bit down for the down the in the middle of Italy. Yeah, no, it was a nice place to grow up with lots of nice, beautiful nature around me and beautiful people and passion and energy and good, wise words and principles to try to reinforce my spirit.
And what brought you to Australia?
Love. It was love first. Then it was probably, again, something to do with a kind of spiritual connection, feeling line, something about, I believe in spirituality, so I think it was also something already planned for someone in the sky, because I think what I can do here, sincerely, I can't really do in my country. I can't really concentrate in my country, so busy, and it would be more harder to be an artist, so that is the story.
Is there any connection between your artwork and your work as a musician?
There is. I think there is this. It's very sometimes hard to really say what it is, but it's. I think it belongs to the same kind of family. It's. I think again, it's something to do with. Seems like it's not any more enough to an artist like me to talk. It's like you need other medium, other tools, which is music or is painting. It's a need of a human to keep try to communicate in different ways. So again, music is another tool for me to extend my way to communicate. And the music still belong to the art field, but the way that communicate, I think is in another level of frequency in a human being. So I think it belongs to the same family, but it works in a different frequency of how a human being can absorb energy.
Okay, and what sort of music do you play?
My best music is related to the time between 70, 80, kind of rock, pop, bluesy, sometimes psychedelic. But my favorite music, it's when I let go myself and I play kind of I call therapeutical music. It's something. It's a mix of different style and different feeling together. I think that is my best music. It's my own music.
Well, thanks for joining us on the space show, Giovanni.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me. Thanks.